punt for 31 yards and caught two passes for 12 yards. The kickoff return was the longest in school history and was one of two returns for a touchdown by the Hawks in the game. And finally, our CAA football rookie of the week was Villanova freshman running back David Avite. Avite rushed for a career high 160 yards and a touchdown on 24 carries in Villanova's 24-10 victory over LIU. The freshman sealed the win with a 5-yard scoring run on the first play of the fourth quarter, which was his first collegiate touchdown. The 160 rushing yards were the most by a Villanova true freshman since 1977. So those are our CAA Football Weekly Award winners for this week. Before we get with Coach Brown, just a quick look at the schedule for this Saturday, October 5th. Starts actually on Friday night as UNH visits Harvard at 7 o'clock on a game on ESPN Plus and NESN. Saturday's schedule starts at noon as Bryant visits Brown. At 1 p.m., UAlbany is on the road at Cornell, and a conference game is Delaware visits Monmouth. At 2 o'clock, Hampton home against Rhode Island in CAA play, and Richmond hosting North Carolina A&T. At 3 o'clock, Villanova travels to, or 3:30, Villanova travels to Stony Brook in league action, and then rounding out schedule at 4 o'clock, Campbell home against North Carolina Central, and at 6 p.m., William and Mary is at Towson. So that's the schedule for week 6 around CAA football. As always, with our calls here this morning, if you have questions for the coaches, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We'll work questions in to the coaches as soon as we can. We begin our call this morning with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. The tough 45-25 loss for your team on Saturday at South Carolina State, a game that started out pretty well. You tied at the half, up early in the second half, but didn't end up going your way. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, I felt like our team came out with very good energy to start. We made an emphasis on starting fast, taking the ball away defensively. And so I thought our kids responded very well early on. As you mentioned, coming out of the half, we got the ball, was able to march it down the field, score. But we also did a lot of things that caused you to lose games, which, I think we gave up 4 sacks. We had 4 turnovers, lost 3 of them. Gave up way too many explosive plays defensively. So, as I said to our team, they don't give out any medals for trying. You got to go out and be able to execute at the highest level each and every week. And it doesn't matter who's in there, the expectations are that you are able to perform. And so we have to do a better job as coaches of getting our kids in position to be able to execute.
You had that 17-10 lead. Then you have the back-to-back turnovers there, the interception and the fumble of the kickoff, which led to some quick scores by South Carolina State. But at that point, early in the third quarter, did you feel good about where your team was?
I did, in spite of all that happened, we were right there. I think, it was probably about 6 minutes left in the third quarter when things really started to turn in their favor. And you mentioned the turnovers, the field position became a big factor there. They got the ball in plus field territory a couple of times. We did some boneheaded things. They threw a 50-50 ball up and quarterback threw a nice ball, receiver made a nice play on the ball, and all of a sudden, what was a tie game ended up being you're down by 2 scores in a relatively short period of time. And then when you tack on the 2 fourth quarter scores, that really kind of put the game out of reach for us.
Offensively, you were without Kevin White, and then two of your running backs and Kenji Christian, Wesley Graves didn't play. But Cameron Dalrymple did see action, 11 carries, 93 yards, had a 51-yard run to set up that score we were talking about early in the second half. Just talk about his play and what he brings to your team.
Yeah, Cameron did a really nice job of stepping in. It's very challenging when you lose the production that Kenji and Wes brings, but We've always focused on a next man up mentality, and Cameron stepped in, did a very nice job for us of not only running the football, but also in pass protection. And we're going to need to continue to lean on him and some of the other younger players, in the absence of the other guys.
Got a question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Coach, you just mentioned those guys stepping up. You've always talked about that next man up mentality. How nice is it to see those guys step up in those situations to produce that way?
It was very rewarding to see. Cameron came to us, as a walk-on, just really kind of worked himself into the rotation, and we felt really good about his ability to come in and help us. And he demonstrated on Saturday that he's got a skill set to help us produce points and win.
Coach, what did you think of Justin's performance on Saturday?
Justin demonstrated some really nice things for us. He's got a nice touch on the deep ball. We were able to hit a couple of explosive play passes ourselves. He threw two touchdowns to Ja'Kari Caldwell, an explosive play pass to Javon Dillard. So there's some things there definitely to build on. And then there's some things we got to get corrected. Got to protect the football. We talk about those things that cause you to lose games all the time. Mental mistakes, penalties, and turnovers. And, when you have those things in combination, it creates a very challenging environment in which to win.
And do you have any updates on the injuries of KJ, Kenji, and Wesley?
We don't expect to see Wesley the remainder of this season. Kenji and Kevin will be out for an extended period of time. And we'll just, like I said, we'll go with the next man up mentality. We feel great confidence in Justin and his ability to lead the offense. And as we just talked about with Cameron stepping in, Shamik Blizzard's going to step up and provide some nice depth for us and production. And then we got a couple of younger guys that have n yet to play in college football games that we're going to need to lean on.
Coach, just talk a little bit about your defense. Obviously, they were, suffered through some short fields with the turnovers, but three sacks on the night. Henry Daniel, in particular, six tackles, three tackles for loss, and a sack in the game. Just how did you feel like they played Saturday?
Yeah, we didn't play well enough to win. We gave up, over 500 yards of offense, but we did create some turnovers, which is something that we made a specific point of emphasis this week of we got to get takeaways. And we did a nice job at moments of getting stops after our offense had turned the ball over. As you mentioned, Henry did a very nice job of creating negative plays. We got the turnovers, gave the offense the ball back, but anytime you give up that amount of yardage offensively, or excuse me, defensively, it's going to be a challenge to win. And we just have to find a way to collectively add up to one more point than the opponent.
Your team returns to conference play this week with a tough task on the road at Richmond as you've started to break down the Spiders. Just talk about some of the challenges they present on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, extremely well-coached team, both sides of the ball. Offensively, they do a nice job of staying efficient and on schedule. They got a really good running game. Regardless of which quarterback is in, the quarterbacks are efficient with their passing game. Defensively, Jeremiah Grant is a real problem. Their defensive line really gets after the quarterback. They force turnovers. I think they're only allowing about 21 points per game, and they're averaging 27 points a game. So we know it's one of the better coach teams in the conference and will present some challenges.
Third straight week on the road for your team. How tough has that stretch been for you?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to win regardless of where you are. We talk all the time about it doesn't matter where you are, because the only thing that really matters is what happens between the white lines. And the field dimensions are the same, regardless of whether we're home or away. You just have to be able to block out all the extraneous noise and focus on the task at hand.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Richmond, and look.